Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is seminarian Jake Asuncion. Welcome, Jake.
Hello, Father Streitenberger.
Great to have you. So great to have you. Jake, as we begin, let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we marvel at all of your created beauty, and we ask, O Lord, that you open our hearts to encounter you more deeply this day, especially through the beauty of creation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Jake, what year are you at the Josephinum?
So I just finished my third year at the seminary, and now I'm entering my second theology. So I entered as a prethe and everything, and here we are today.
Excellent. Well, you know, Jake is with us this summer at the cathedral. He is interning in the Office of Evangelization, which isn't really much of an office. It's just me. But he's interning under me. Jake, as we begin kind of our series of conversations, it's always good to kind of hear how you came to know the Lord. Maybe you could share kind of your story with us.
Yeah, so it probably starts at birth, basically. So I grew up in Newark, Ohio. I actually knew Father Streitenberger when he was a parochial vicar when I was at least fifth or sixth grade is when he came in. But yeah, I went to Newark Catholic for high school, and then I went to the University of Akron. But really, I think my faith started probably when I was around, like, I don't know, five or six. My mom was a part of a rosary group in Columbus, and was just a bunch of like Filipinos, you know, and then I was like the youngest person. So, but like learning the rosary was kind of like, you know, that start for me. And of course, at Catholic school as well. But every Sunday, you know, after Mass, we would drive to Columbus and we would like go to like these houses and we would like pray the rosary. And I still remember this like very vividly and whatnot. And actually, the rosary was such a huge tool into my reconversion as well. But as I like progressed onward in my life, the rosary is still a huge thing, of course, like the sacraments, got my first communion and confirmation and whatnot at St. Francis de Sales. And once I got to high school, it kind of, my faith really teetered, you know, and a lot of peer pressure, you know, had settled in and everything. And I kind of like went off the haywire by the time I was in my sophomore year of high school. But it's kind of funny because I was also a part of Kairos, you know, and every high school has this. And people like looked at me as like this faith leader, like spiritual guy and whatnot. But people also knew what I was doing in high school too. And I'm not going to get into the X, Y's and Z's, but we'll just say that it was just your typical high school student that was just living a life of sin and party. And a lot of it also transpired when I got into college. And that's where my faith really had hit the wall and kind of just fell off a cliff in some shape, way, or form. When I was in high school, or when I was in college, actually, I wasn't, like, involved with, like, any community whatsoever. I had, like, my roommates. I had, like, my friends. And I did have, you know, a church, which was, like, right in the middle of campus, St. Bernard's of Clairvaux in Akron, Ohio. It was a big, beautiful church and everything. But the Mass usually was at 8 p.m. So what I would usually do is, you know, party pretty hard on like Saturday and then wake up around like 5 or 6 p.m. on Sunday and then go to Mass and eat dinner and whatnot. So like faith was just like really, really like behind. It was like the last thing on my mind than anything else. And it was around like my, I think it was October of 2014, I had gotten in trouble with the law, and then like stuff started to open up for me, but then it just really closed up after like a month or so when I just started to not care anymore, and I actually just went back into the partying lifestyle. But then a year later, on January 1st of 2015, I got in trouble again with basically the same thing, and that's when I like really closed myself in. And the party lifestyle was like still there for me even after that event, but I had to like close myself off, and I was really just like setting myself away from a lot of people. I was very isolated for a good 3 or 4 months, and I was starting to like rethink about a lot of things. And my faith actually started to come back like little by little, from like January to May. And it was actually in May of 2015 where I went back to Newry Catholic for like a cabaret event, which is like a dinner show at Newry Catholic. And I was like a big, deal and somewhat when I was in high school with like musical theater. I mean, I love to play sports, don't get me wrong, but like musical theater was like my thing when I was in high school. So I went back for cabaret, and I remember during intermission, me and a couple friends, we were, you know, doing some stuff, you know, we were, I'll be honest, we were just drinking some beers in the school parking lot, and next thing you know, this priest that I knew, Father Jonathan Wilson, who was the pastor of Blessed Sacrament at the time, and he knew me really well when I was in high school, I saw him coming out, and I was like, oh, goodness sakes, all right, guys, like, hide the beer in my car, we're gonna go, I'm gonna go talk to Father so you can, like, distract him, and so I go to Father Wilson, and we're talking and whatnot, and I don't remember the conversation whatsoever, but I remember just saying to him and like looking him straight in the eyes, Father, I'm thinking about becoming a priest. And I just remember like just taking it back. I was just like, where did that just come from? And Father Wilson's eyes like lit up, but I'm just like just sitting there, and it's like, what just happened? So me and Father Wilson were talking, and he ends up like giving me his number, and I give him my number, and I kind of just forgot about the conversation by like a day or two later. So then like a week later, I get a call from him, and I'm about to go work out, and Father Wilson, you know, he just asked me how I'm doing, you know, how's it been since we last talked, and he drops a question on me, and it's just basically, do you want to be a volunteer camp counselor at Catholic Youth Summer Camp? We're kind of like low on counselors and stuff like that. So I remember what you had asked me or what you had told me, you know, a week ago at Newry Catholic. And I remember just like just sitting there about to like go work out. And I was like, you know what? I don't have that much plan for this summer, because the summer before I was a orientation leader for the University of Akron, and I didn't get the job again the next summer. So I guess this was just another good opportunity to like at least spend my summer doing something instead of nothing. So through that conversation with Father Wilson, I got in touch with Dan Demite. The Dan got me in touch with Monica Richards, and next thing you know, I'm applying to be a camp counselor at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. And like, keep in mind that like I'm like nowhere close to the faith. Like, someone needs to preach the good news to me than anything else, other than me preaching the good news to a bunch of middle schoolers or high schoolers. So the weeks leading up to what we would do is like a retreat for counselors and program staff and service members. I was like still living like that sinful lifestyle, but I knew in the back of my mind, I was like, something like needs to change between now and then, really, because I'm not fit to do anything that's worth the faith. So as I'm like driving to Catholic Youth Summer Camp, like I still have in this mind that it's just like, I'm not like called to be here. Like, I shouldn't be here whatsoever and whatnot. You know, I'm still struggling with like all of this. And I think I wanted to turn back and just forget about everything, but they have my name on record, and Father Wilson knows who I am, so I can't really just turn around, I guess. So I was pretty dedicated, I guess, by the time I got to Catholic Youth Summer Camp. But I get there, and I didn't know anybody, to be really honest. At least, like, one guy, but he wasn't supposed to show up for, like, another, like, day or so. So I'm kind of just by myself. But I met a lot of those people at the time, and the first thing I noticed was like their joy, you know, like something that they have, something that I don't have, and I have something that I probably should have. But I know it was the joy at first that like really caught my attention. But that weekend really like transformed a lot of like what I thought of myself and what I thought of others as well. I remember that was the first time I'd experienced Eucharistic adoration and praise and worship. And I should probably say this too. I also, it was the first time I met, and not saying like any other priest I've met wasn't like joy-filled or anything, but this priest, Father Don Franks, Oh, it was, that was such an encounter to meet him and everything, because he knew me when I was in high school, but I had no idea who he was. And I just remember coming up to Father Frank's and like, introducing myself. He was like, "Oh, Jake Asuncion, I know who you were since you were in high school." And I was like, this guy seems like a weirdo, but only to come to figure out that this guy is a very holy priest. And, you know, it's like a lot of things too. But yeah, that weekend had transformed a lot, and my faith started to push me, you know, somewhere that I wouldn't never expected of myself. But after I left that weekend, I kind of just fell back into the same sinful lifestyle and habits and whatnot. And it was about 2 weeks later when I came back, because I only had to be there for the weekend. And that week they were just doing, you know, the retreat for like the summer staff and whatnot. And then I went on vacation. So yeah, I didn't come back for 2 weeks. And so when I came back, and in the back of my mind, I was just like, no one knows who I am. No one remembers me. It's been like 2 weeks and they've been busy and whatnot. But when I came back, it just seemed like no one had forgotten me. And that was a good feeling, you know, to have like that community to like know, yeah, like we remember this kid, you know, this kid is cool. But yeah, really, like, it was that faith started when I was at Catholic Summer Camp, and to like see like that joy-filled people was really like really jump-started it.
Great. Well, we'll continue this story in the next portion of our conversation. Thank you so much, Jake. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is the seminarian of the Diocese of Columbus, Jake Asuncion. Let's end with a prayer, shall we? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for how you have guided Jake, and we just entrust ourselves to you this day that you continue to guide each of us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.